On Monday, I caught up with Jason Hansen from Rock and Roll Agronomy and got a crop update on how things are looking in the Devil's Lake area. Jason, you reminded me of the fact that you guys got pretty chilly the other night. How low did it go in your area?
We got probably in the, close to 40, 40, 42, somewhere in that. So it's kind of felt like fall a little bit for the first time, but we're back up to some couple warm days here. So everybody is getting after it for harvest. And because I believe we got some rain in the forecast here starting Thursday for quite about 3-4 days, the way it looks.
Yeah, Wednesday night is what Mick is saying. He was actually showing me a satellite map and showing how this whole thing is going to come through. It looked like the more severe weather was maybe going to miss you, but we'll see how it plays out. But definitely some rain, and I know it's needed, but is it wanted right now with the harvest on?
No, nobody wants it. They've got, we still got barley, we're into canola, we got wheat to take off. Some people are up against, they got, all their wheat off, they're waiting on canola. Some people are caught up to what they got, the spray. Some people are out harrowing. Some people are working sloughs to get some of the weeds that they couldn't down, that they couldn't seed. So it's kind of, those are messy. But, yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. Everybody's kind of waiting to, this warm weather's been great. I see we're going to kind of cool off. But, yeah, if we don't get much rain, we'll keep plugging away.
That's one of the things, and maybe good, maybe bad for Big Iron, that's going to be going on this week, is that with this rain event Wednesday night into Thursday, I wonder if some folks may be trying to just get some things done before the rain comes on Thursday.
You'll have one good, if it rains and you get plenty, you'll have at least one day of good attendance, because you're probably getting all that stuff done ahead of time, and then if they get rained out, then they'll come to West Fargo.
What kind of issues or concerns, or has it been pretty good in the small grain harvest? Because I know you guys are well on your way to being done, or at least most of the way.
It's getting dry. The soil is getting dry. So if anybody's going to go out and do any amount of working of fields or light tillage or whatever, just be prepared that it's gonna wear quite a bit on shovels or whatever you're doing. Everybody's kind of watching soybeans to see what they're going to do here. Well, you get that first cold temp, you're wondering, oh man, we still got some time to go. I mean, I got soybeans that they're anywhere from, they're like the trees. You got a little green in them, a little lime green in them, a little yellow, to fields that are like grass green. Wow. They got a long ways to go yet because they're planting dates. So yeah, it's just, we could use no frost for sure the rest of this month.
Is there enough moisture to be doing cover crops this fall, or is that going to be a problem?
So your barley ground definitely got more moisture in it than the wheat stubble does, and canola ground isn't too bad, but I doubt you're going to be seeding rye into a canola field if it's going to be probably wheat next year or barley. So there is enough moisture to germinate seed.
Okay.
But you're going to have to get, not your normal seeding depth, you're going to have to go down a little bit. So it's not like it won't germinate seed, but it is drier than you think once you get out there. And a couple of people have been mentioning it to me, too. That's when they're out combining, like, holy buckets, there's getting to be some cracks out here in the ground. So if we happen to get some weather and we get an inch of rain, that won't slow us down a bit as far as the field conditions.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.